is Araceli.
And this is Patty. And welcome to Las Venice Chicas podcast. This is our first episode.
The name is still up in the air. We're still waiting to see if this is what will fit. But for now, Las Venice Chicas.
Las Venice Chicas in the hat. So we wanted to talk about today a subject that we've talked about between each other, but we're sisters, by the way, and we're Mexican.
We're Mexicans that grew up in Los Angeles.
Yeah, like West Los Angeles. And we talk about this with each other, but we haven't really talked about it with anyone else. And that is...
It's just pretty much the American culture, how growing up in Venice, in Los Angeles, we still weren't really exposed to the, what is it, like American culture, the Hollywood culture? I don't even know what to call it, but we were pretty much raised with the Mexican culture.
Yeah.
Even though we grew up here, and I know there's a lot of people that are like have immigrant families or that are immigrants that were, their lives were raised in Los Angeles, but are not very informed or not very engaged in the culture, the LA quote unquote culture.
Yeah. For example, like 80s music. I wasn't really introduced to 80s music until I was in my early 20s.
And not really exposed to alternative rock music. True. Until I was in high school, probably.
There were some songs, like, the songs that were on the radio, like, pop songs that would go mainstream, we would know those songs.
Yeah, like, whatever played on the radio.
But we didn't know, like, the name of the bands and stuff.
Yeah, like, Nirvana, like, that's something I learned in Venice, and even when I was in Venice, I didn't, like, I've heard of Nirvana, but I didn't even know their if I've listened to their music and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, it, like, kind of puts us on the spot sometimes when, you know, we're out and friends or somebody mention something like a movie or a song that is like common knowledge in American culture, but we don't, like, we've never heard of it, so they're just kind of, they're just shocked, like, what? And I'm like, right. We grew up on rancheras and telenovelas.
Yeah. Also with movies, like actors' names, it wasn't really a thing for us to like the names of actors or, you know, like Scarface. Did you ever watch Scarface?
I've never seen Scarface.
Neither have I.
But you know what I have seen? There was a couple other, like, kind of mobster-type movies that I didn't watch until, like, my mid-20s. And I can't even remember the name. I can't even remember the names.
Yeah, or you know that movie that... I think his name is Nick something. He's like, where's Johnny?
Who's that?
What is it? Like, that hotel movie? That movie that takes place in a hotel... And it's, like, this little boy and in this place and this little girl with his mom. And the dad goes there, too, but it's, like, an empty hotel. And then the dad's a writer, and he starts writing there, and he starts going crazy. And then he tries to kill his wife and his kid. Like, this famous movie. Shoot.
I have never heard of that. See, guys? This is...
Let's look it up really quick. Yes.
Yeah, this is what we're talking about.
Yes. This happens all the time.
But we know Amor Real.
Amor Real. Betty La Fea.
Soñadora.
what is that one? Usurpadora.
Oh, La Usurpadora. Yeah, I remember that.
Casos de la Vida Real. Oh my goodness. I can't believe our mom let us watch that at a young age, too.
Yeah, a lot of these novellas.
A lot of abusive stuff going on in those days.
A lot of these novellas are
super
crazy.
Dramatic.
Mm-hmm. Remember Luz Clarita, too?
Yeah.
Y Gotita de Amor. Oh my god, nostalgia.
And you know what? It's crazy because depending on what you watch growing up, like those patterns of the story, these telenovelas, how it's all dramatic and it's like a woman and a man. You grow up thinking that stuff is going to happen to you or like expecting your life to be as dramatic as that is.
I can see that. Yeah, like subconsciously.
Right.
Your expectations of life kind of sync with telenovela.
Yeah, unconsciously, but I've noticed that, and I'm like, you know what? Life isn't all drama.
Right.
Yeah, it's
pretty crazy.
Those are, like, extremes.
Yeah. But you know what? I love American culture. Like, I love 80s music, and there's a lot of movies that I've seen now that I really like. Especially rock music and 80s music.
The Shining.
I just, love it.
Sorry, Patty.
Oh, The Shining. Okay.
Did you ever watch it?
Jack Nicholson, isn't it?
Yeah, Jack Nicholson, not Nick.
Okay, I've never seen it, but I've seen the previews.
Yeah, I just watched it, like, last year.
I still haven't seen that
one. Yeah, I'm trying to catch up, not with everything, but, like, there's, like, The Matrix I just watched a few months ago.
Yeah, I just watched it a few weeks ago, and I didn't even finish it, to be honest. But, I mean, that's kind of more in the 2000s.
But still, even movies like that, we're not very
up to date. Yeah, you're right. We were, I mean, you know what we did listen to was pop music, like Britney Spears.
Yes. It was a lot of mainstream stuff. Like, we grew up listening to Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC,
Spice Girls,
B2K, Selena. Destiny's Child,
Ashanti.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a, like, American, but this,
it's American, but it's not like
it wasn't passed down to us through our parents. Like, it's exactly. Not from.
We weren't really exposed to the history, of the LA.
Like
culture,
the Beatles.
Pretty much.
I didn't know about like the Beatles until I was like in high school.
Yeah.
Which is insane because they're like legend.
And you know what? It's difficult to engage in conversations when you don't have these societal norms that other people have.
Yeah, because people look at you like, what?
Yeah.
Or have you been hiding out?
Right, or like,
especially because we speak perfect English and we're from LA.
Yeah. We have nothing to say, really, because we never watch these things, so we're just kind of in the back listening. But there are some Latino families that were exposed to oldies and rock.
That's true.
So I don't know where that... It might have been like second generation Latino Americans.
You know, I've known people that are actually from Mexico, that grew up in Mexico, but they listen to like Kiss and Nirvana and all that. So it might also be like my parents were pretty like conservative.
Yeah, our parents were very conservative. They were religious. At least our mother is. Yeah.
And yeah, they didn't let us watch cartoons.
Yeah. They would tell us to turn off the cartoons and call it the devil, like, you're watching the devil.
Yeah. We weren't allowed to, like, watch a lot of things.
Right. Unless it was a telenovela, of course.
Unless they understood what was happening.
Exactly. I wonder how many other people have these similar stories, though, because, like we said, not, you know, it's also because our parents were conservative, so if there are other parents that were conservative, like, I haven't met them yet. Or we're just, it's not really talked about.
Yeah, I think they keep those things private. I think.
I don't, or maybe they just aren't aware.
Because my parents were never like that out, like, when other people were around.
We talk about it, like, I've talked about this with other people before, but it's not something that they will be like, well, some people are like, yeah, like, you know, but it's not like as intense, I guess.
Yeah, I know what you mean. There's probably a few people that went
through. Yeah.
And we just happened to be some of them. But it's interesting. Also, there's a lot of Latinos in West LA, but it's not like East LA. We didn't grow up with...
That culture is different, too. Like, growing up in East L.A. being... What do we call it? Latino American?
Chicano.
Chicano. Pretty much. The East L.A. culture is different from West L.A. culture.
Very different. But you know what I liked about where we grew up? It was very diverse.
It was diverse.